Hey everyone, my name is Reeves, and this is a Reeves Reflection. Today I'm going to talk about podcasting on location. A lot of you probably have seen these now. It's kind of fascinating to watch in 2021 and going forward. Seeing podcasting on location is not an uncommon phenomenon. I mean, if you watch Super Bowls or World Wrestling Federation or any of these media days, it's not uncommon for people to have multiple types of streams of media going at the same time. It could be live TV. It could be live Facebook streaming. It could be live podcasting. This is part of our normal lexicon going forward. But I can tell you, when I started doing it back, probably around 2007 and so forth, it wasn't a normal thing. And I can still remember the first time I started doing podcasting on location. Now, I was in a good spot because I had one of my frat brothers was a music major as well as a computer information systems major. So he was the perfect engineer. So he operated in both of these worlds. So he literally operated in terms of setting up all the things. He got me the great mic. He got me all the mixers, all those things. And it was fascinating what it was meant to go and broadcast on location. And I can tell you, the people in the places that I actually went to go broadcast, most of the places I went to, they invited us to come. And it was wild because I was like, why are you inviting us? They invited us to come because what I would do is a couple of things. One, I used a platform called Blog Talk Radio, which I liked the fact because it gave me the ability to do two things. One, I could broadcast live. Two, it automatically became a podcast. And so it was wild, and especially when he and I got there, we had the full setup. I actually had a banner behind me that said In the Know with Tony Reeves. And we would literally ask for a couple of long tables. We just needed a couple of tables close to a couple of outlets. And so we would position ourselves, and it was wild. And so literally, we're doing these things. We would literally cover these different locations. And for those of you who are like, well, come on, like what? Well, for instance, the very first time we did it was for a young lady, a fellow attorney of mine. Her name is Alicia Fidd, and her moniker is Veronica Lyons. And she did something called the Lyons Den. And so what she was is her Veronica Lyons was her namesake for her spoken word artist. So she did this social event called the Lion's Den, where she would invite small businesses, small entertainers, and she would perform doing spoken word as well. So it would be awesome because you would come to these events, and they weren't huge, but they were very intimate. She would pick a minority business, and it would be like a minority, like the first time I went to her, she picked a minority coffee house. It was a black-owned coffee house. I didn't even know it was there. And she literally, they had a real small stage, and it was a restaurant during the day and a coffee house, pretty much kind of a spoken word in the evening. So we got there, and I remember music was being played the entire time. If it wasn't live music, she had a DJ who only played kind of neo-soul jazz type of music. And so I regularly was going around, and I would interview a couple people, ask them to tell me about their business and so forth. And then literally I said, give me your email address so that I can send this email to you with a link to our page so you can promote this to your fellow businesses. And that was basically how we got started. And it was fascinating because when we first started talking to people, first couple of people were like, cool, what are you doing? And I would explain to them what we're doing. They were like, well, can I interview you? Sure. And I would use it as a platform to ask them about their business, tell me how they could be found, do they have a website, do they have, give me some idea about their prices and so forth. And then it was funny because my frat brother Ian, what he would do is he would also act as kind of a co-host for me at the same time. So while I was engaging people, there would be times where he would sit there and he would take the mic while I would go out and meet those people and try to get them to come over to the table. And he would also provide color commentary. And it was funny because the music was loud enough so he could literally say, and listening in the background, let's take a quick look to, Creative Fusion. And, he could set it up so this way you could hear that going on. And that was a fascinating thing. And that was the first time. We did that on location a couple of times where she invited us. And as fate would have it, those invitations segued two other invitations. There was another group of young ladies called the Six Footers. There were six African American female attorneys who were all over 6 feet tall. And they did a couple of, they called things called the finale, if I remember correctly. And basically their events were end of the year events. And they invited us 1 year to cover their New Year's event. That was the wildest thing that we had participated in, because it was located in Ybor City, New Year's Eve, Ybor City, Florida. It was fascinating because guess what? The next day, I think it was the All-American Bowl or Champs Bowl, one of the two was there. It was like the University of Wisconsin and Tennessee was in town. So it was like people all over the place, and they picked this really high-end restaurant that was literally on the second floor that overlooked Ybor City. Because Ybor City, for those of you who don't know what Ybor City is like the French Quarter in terms of Tampa, Florida. So they close off the streets and people can literally walk up and down the streets and go into various restaurants and clubs and bars and so forth. And so I was, again, same type of thing, social event. People were interacting with each other. I used this as an opportunity to engage different people and so forth. And, you know, I talked to everyone. I think I talked to almost every one of the Six Footers, where they kind of explained to me, you know, what brought them to doing this? Why did they do it? What's the future of this is going to hold? And it was a blast. I was like, wow. Again, same thing. The opportunity to do this springboard to me to have the opportunity to not only cover a couple of other events. I did a few more social gatherings for the Lion's Den. I got invited to do a podcast on location for a fashion show. And then I got the opportunity to cover the inauguration as well as the national convention for my fraternity. And again, same thing. It was just wild to be in those mixes. And you say, well, what was so wild about it? It was wild because, remember, we're talking 2007 to probably about, I did this probably fairly consistently between 2007 to about 2011 and 12 in terms of on location. You have to remember, this was during a time where, one, there weren't a lot of podcasts doing on location. Podcasting was evolving fairly quickly, but not a lot of, at least in my community, it wasn't a lot of people who were doing things on location. And two, it was great because these different venues, not only did they promote what we were doing, but they were also promoting that they now had the ability to do something or had access to something that was not available to the masses. So this was an awesome experience. So I can tell you that the experience that I learned and things that I experienced during that time period shaped how I viewed a variety of different other social media activities that I had going forward. So why am I sharing this with you? Because I want you to know that you're going to probably find yourself in the middle of doing stuff, and you may be, people like to use the word groundbreaking. It just may be you just thought about it first. Now, let's be clear. There may be others who thought about it and may have put it in application and maybe not have gone as far as you, but you may be uniquely in a situation where it's just you doing what you're doing. And guess what? People like to jump on new things. People like things, that the new shiny things. They like to be a part of the next great thing. And if you are part of that next great thing, they want to jump on early and often. So I can tell you this, I greatly benefited from the reality that I was in a new area doing something completely different than anybody else. And I tell you, I was definitely the better for it.